Jesse?
Because that would be a really fun intro. Just the two little people walking out and they do the fusion dance. And then
is yours
bam.
On?
Nope.
And
now it
bam.
Is. And then bam!
Sounds right now. And then Lindsay's fucking phone wriggles.
I'll be honest, for a half a second I thought that Lindsay farted. Because that's kind of what that sounded like. It was like, nope, definitely her phone.
And Lindsay's now dead. Let's just cancel the show. It was definitely Lindsay's phone for the record.
It was a swablu. Why didn't mine go off?
Mine didn't go off either, but it's on the screen.
That was just, I hope that comes across on the microphone. Because that was just fantastic timing. All right, moment of silence. And on that note, welcome to Podzilla After Dark. Here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. You be fucking fat bitches in no time.
It won't get you drunk, though.
It won't get you drunk. You're probably already drunk listening to this. Down at the end of the table, that's Jesse Kimball.
Hi.
Lindsay.
Hi.
If she can get it out. No, oh, that's
I
a bad
can't.
Joke. I didn't mean to say it that way.
Topical.
Lindsay, tell them about the time you made brown.
That was clay.
I'm just gonna break her the entire show. Tell her about
I'm
the turtles.
Broken. Did you
There she went again. She's done.
What has happened to Lindsay?
You still owe me a murloc.
Nonsensical things that sputter out of her talk hole.
Out of her talk hole.
No. And then to my left, Mandy Kennedy.
Hey.
The only sensible one here.
And when does that ever happen?
I know,
something
right?
Something is wrong.
The funny part is before the show, Lindsay said, we were doing the sound check, and Lindsay said, what was it? I hope I could do more than just laugh.
So far,
no success. And then that swablu, man. That
all
swablu
she's done for 2 minutes
up.
Straight now. She's glasses are off. Tears are coming
My
out.
My eyes are literally watering.
I thought you said there was a Magikarp here. I was like, what?
No, it's close by and I need it. To get the Gyarados.
Have to get it later.
So welcome to the show. We had a pretty good discussion about our Patreon. Yeah. We're talking about that because if you've been listening to the show for the past couple of months, you 100% know that we've been talking about redoing the Patreon forever, and we're still talking about it. And
we're sorry we're lazy.
Well, not only lazy,
we just
but
need ideas.
Yeah, we don't want to just do like stupid, you know. We don't want to patronize our Patreons.
Patrons.
Shit. Fucking son of a bitch. I'm going to finish off my shake. You go ahead and talk.
Yeah, that's basically the rewards we have there now. Like, I thought were okay and really just a, I want to get this up and running.
For a podcast that just started with no ideas on what to do, yeah, it was not bad.
I mean, there were a couple of people that had asked, like, if we had a Patreon. And then, yeah, I was like, well, no. You mean we could be getting money for this? Shannon and I don't have to pay the bill every month?
Even though Podbean still wants us to upgrade.
For some reason,
we're already
to
paying.
Something. They also want us to charge you guys for episodes.
No.
They want us to do that real bad.
They also want us to advertise in the show. Did you see that?
No.
There's a feature that they have on there where they will do ads on the show for you.
Like, it'll, like, cut in somewhere.
It'll
just
cut
randomly.
In somewhere and put ads on the show, and then you get a cut from, like, the advertising from that. Because they asked me once when I logged in, is this something you'd be interested in? And I said no, because I hate ads to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, if we could figure, if we were able to
put them
in ourselves,
yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be that opposed
and
to
and not,
it.
Like, a mid laugh yeah. and it comes back.
Seriously.
And it didn't give
like
us, like, a tenth of a cent.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, like, because that's exactly how it would happen. Like, they would give us the ads, they would throw them in, like, you know, dead center of the show, and then it'd be in the middle of ad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so 3 minutes. Okay. 3 minutes, 50 seconds. Okay.
We know how to put that ad.
Oh, God.
Is that coming
I hate
back?
You both so much.
You have a structured settlement and you need cash now.
Do you have
That's
to?
ASA.
No, you can't do that here.
Why?
It's unacceptable.
This is where it started.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it started on a Tuesday show.
Yeah, I really did. But yeah.
I did use that last Tuesday to get Asa to stop. I don't remember what the thing was. He was starting to do a bit to mess with me. And I just, don't make me J.G. Wentworth you.
And then they came to visit me on lunch on Monday, and the commercial played behind the bar. And Jesse's like, hey, Asa.
You got hit with that J.G. Wentworth?
Like, I was like, Asa, look, it's J.G. Wentworth.
But you can't hear the sound, so.
Right. I did not know that J.G. Wentworth still had commercials.
Yeah.
I guess so, that's
no joke.
It's just not that classic operatic thing anymore.
Which was, yeah, now they do this commercial. The last one I saw is they invited people in to audition for the commercial, mm-hmm. and they would sing the jingle, and then they took all those auditions and turned it into the commercial. And I thought, that's brilliant. So you invite people in to do it, they sign off on it, and then you use what they did for free. Oh my God, J.G. Wentworth, that's why you're still in business. I almost reached out to J.G. Wentworth for a sponsorship on the show. I legitimately did.
Because you just want to be able to keep saying it.
And I thought it would be funny to mess with Asa, but we don't, you know, some of the subject material we talk about on the show is probably not something J.G. Wentworth is going to want to be a part of.
No, J.G. Wentworth doesn't give a fuck. Like, if you've got a structured settlement, he's going to take care of you for all of your money.
He'll probably go back and listen to the episodes where we talked about him, though, and go, oh, they made fun of me. Which I'm pretty sure is what happened with, well, go ahead. Well, I'm trying to think of this rapper.
Even if we made fun of him. Oh, Chingy.
Chingy.
Yeah, it was Chingy. No, yeah, even if, like, he went back and made, like, and we made fun of him. Why would he care? He's sitting there counting all his fucking money that he stole from people. All
right. First off, can we stop referring to him as a person? He is a company. There is no J.G. Wentworth. He's not a man. The guy at the end of the commercial is not actually J.G. Wentworth.
But Shannon,
I looked it up.
He has assured me.
I was so convinced as a kid that was J.G. Wentworth.
I think you're lying.
But he said his name was J.G. Wentworth.
The internet's not always right.
The internet's always right. Have you heard of Wikipedia?
No.
They check and recheck the facts. I'm looking it up now.
I don't believe you.
Who is J.G. Wentworth? Anyway, so yeah.
I bet that's a kid somewhere.
I'm pretty sure Chingy also unfollowed me after ridiculing him for weeks. Even though I said I was going to try to get him on the show, at the same time, we also really fucking we torched him over and over again.
I don't know who this we is. Like, I don't ever remember us really torching him.
Did you do that on pro wrestling? It was mostly Mandy.
What?
Mandy was the one.
I just haven't heard about Chingy in forever.
I know. I don't.
That's all I ever
I don't
said.
Think I did this.
So J.G. Wentworth was founded in 1991 as a merchant bank specializing in transactions in the healthcare industry. In 1992, the company began to purchase New Jersey's auto insurance deferrals from claimants who could not afford to wait 12 to 18 months for their settlements. That's where you need cash now. There is no J.G. Wentworth. He is not a real person.
James Goliath is a real person.
James Goliath Wentworth.
Wentworth, yes. That was good,
James
wasn't it?
James Goliath.
They also own Peachtree.
The first thing that popped in my head.
Did you know that?
No. I didn't know anything about J.G. Wentworth other than, like, if I had a structured settlement, he could take care of me for, like, 80% of my structured settlement.
This sounds like they are just super shady. Let me read off just a couple
they
of their...
They are super shady.
These are a couple of their subsidiaries and brands. J.G. Wentworth LLC, Peachtree Life Settlements LLC, J.G. Wentworth Home Equity Services LLC, and it goes on like this till it gets to the point that it's literally JGW2 LLC, JGW3 LLC, JGWSLC1 LLC, JGWSLC2 LLC.
These sound like shell corporations.
These sound shady as
this
fuck.
This motherfucker's got some dirty ass money around.
For Podzilla After
Is
Dark.
Is this some Wolf Cola?
This is
Wolf Cola. Exactly.
I am definitely pushing for J.G. Wentworth to be a sponsor on the show. If you want to see
J.G. Wentworth.
He's probably going to
buy our show and sell it somehow.
Good.
But we won't get any of the money.
Offer us $50 a piece and the show is yours.
Well.
Easy.
But it has to be all of us. Everyone has to get a cut of that $50. I'm thinking like $5 a piece.
Shannon, no.
Before we get into the ins and outs, Lindsay posted a thing today that was 10 movies that made an impact on you. And Lindsay, what was your first movie?
The Never Ending Story.
The Never Ending Story, which, talk about shady.
What?
Did you know that story actually ended?
But it had two sequels, so did it really end?
Yeah, it should have.
It had
the first
Jack
one.
Black in two.
Is that true?
No, he's in three.
Three? Oh, shit.
The one that doesn't exist.
You just said it existed?
It doesn't.
It does or doesn't?
It doesn't.
It's kind of like The Matrix 3.
And 2.
Yeah. Like, neither of those movies actually happened, but we talk about them like they do for some reason.
I'm going to read off my 10 real quick. Actually, I did 11 because I'm taking a break. This is actually my last show for a week. I'm taking a break. You're not going to hear me on the air all week next week. So, you know, you're welcome, internet. You get a break from me. But these guys will still be on the air, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll have a show next Thursday. We'll do our Nickelodeon next Thursday.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
And then I don't know about Tuesday, because Tuesday is supposed to be Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man. I'm highly considering retiring the Mr. 100 thing, because I think the joke's run its course now. I think too many people think that I legitimately, I don't want to say this, that I really take the nickname seriously, that the whole Mr. 100 is that I think I'm that good. When in reality, the nickname was, it was a joke. I was mocking somebody else who always puts up the 100 whenever they talk about stuff. So the Mr. 100 thing was never supposed to be like my real nickname. It was just a joke. I thought it was funny that I'm Mr. 100, you know? But too many people, I think I'm that good. They think that I'm that good.
I think everybody understands that it's a character.
Okay. Well, not everybody does. Well. The same people that, hey, Calvin. The same people that think that people that play doctors on TV are doctors in real life.
Calvin has our structured settlements.
Well, good, because I need cash now. Did you get a hold of J.G. Wentworth? See? That's why we need him as a sponsor. So here's my – I want to name off my 11 movies that made an impact on me. And you guys can tell me how – what's that? Checks are tomorrow? Okay, never mind. We didn't get our structured settlement.
Damn it.
So we still need cash now.
Yeah, because rent is due soon.
Every month. Every month. 10 movies that made an impact on Shannon Young, and then you guys can see what good movies look like. Ghostbusters, of course. And then Zach put Prehysteria, because who the fuck is Zach? Do you remember that movie?
No.
Prehysteria?
Nope.
Where the kid had like the little dinosaurs he was friends with. There was a Triceratops, some kind of long neck, and a T-Rex.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Here, Lindsay,
They were like the little toy.
Look over here.
Literally just think of Littlefoot right now.
I remember the poster. I don't remember the movie.
Remember this, Mandy? This little fuck here?
Nope, sure don't.
About to say, you really think Mandy's seen a movie?
Oh.
I watched Wonder Woman today.
For the 30th time.
I have to say, how many times have you seen Wonder Woman? So have you been challenged yet on this?
No, I don't do those anyways.
Why don't you do them? That's why no one has fun around you.
Because I don't post on Facebook. I don't have to interact with people.
Also, I just posted on Instagram in between pictures of you at the beach that you go to every other week.
Yeah, I post on Instagram, not Facebook.
Fucking spoiled Facebook. Child. Phantom of the Opera. While you were sleeping.
That sucks.
Yay.
You think while you were sleeping sucks?
I don't know. I've never seen
Jesse, have you seen While You Were Sleeping?
That name sounds really familiar.
It's Sandra Bullock's in love with this guy. The guy has some kind of accident and goes into a coma. And she pretends to be his fiance because she's the one that like
took him to the hospital.
Yeah. So now she's meeting the family and she's pretending to be his fiance this entire time because she's in love with him. But then she meets his brother and slowly actually falls in love with his brother. Which creates problems because they think that she's already engaged to him. Huh.
That is such a good movie.
It's a fantastic film, and it's the movie that made me straight. Because I fell in love with Sandra Bullock in that film. It was at that point.
That's an attractive woman.
It is, and she was as cute as a button in that movie. And there's a point in every man's life, every young boy's life, where he could go straight or gay. It's like a fork in the road. And I was at
that's how that works.
No, that's how it works. It's child psychology. It's the disease of psychology. And I was at that fork, and Sandra Bullock pulled me over to the straight side. I was very close to the right. I hadn't seen Predator yet. Had I seen Predator, this would be a different story. Godzilla 1985. If you're a fan of Godzilla 1985, and you don't know the story of where we got the name from, there you go. You sad sack of shit.
Shannon's favorite Godzilla movie.
It is. It's not the best one, but it's my
harshly
favorite.
Criticized Godzilla movie.
No, that's Godzilla America.
2000.
That one doesn't exist to Godzilla.
It's not Godzilla
fans.
2000.
Well, whatever.
It's Godzilla 98.
Whatever year it
just
was.
Just called Godzilla.
That it came out.
I still remember that movie is why I don't like plain Hershey's chocolate.
Why?
My mom was a district manager for a convenience store chain in New Madrid when we lived there. And they had a competition from like the big corporate on who could sell the most, like the highest percentage of these Hershey's chocolate bars for the Godzilla promo. So my mom wanted her store to win because the bonus was huge for her.
So she just kept buying chocolate.
So she bought boxes of these goddamned Godzilla Hershey's chocolate bars. And then Jake and I just, well, I mean, she didn't want them to go to waste.
It's called Halloween.
Right.
Yeah, it's called Halloween every day for the kids.
This happened. This was around Easter, I think, when this promo started, if I remember right.
Well, that chocolate's not going to last till October.
It is if you freeze it.
Not if you eat it.
My mom did that with a couple of different things for me and Jake. Neither of us like Fruit Loops anymore.
Oh, because of the contest? I thought you meant because of freezing.
No, Fruit Loops.
Like she? No, I'm just saying. I thought you meant that she froze the Fruit Loops, like Lindsay said.
Oh,
and that's why you don't like
Fruit
them anymore.
Fruit Loops, you don't need to freeze.
Fruit Loops, my mom bought like these two gigantic ass Malto meal bags, and then we were going to move, and she didn't want to move the bags of cereal.
So eat all of this now.
So for the last like 2.5 months that we lived in Colorado,
every meal was
every breakfast was Fruit Loops.
Aw, I see in my head, I'd like to think, I imagined young Jesse in a bathtub. The bathtub's filled with milk and Fruit Loops, and you're just deep sea diving.
I don't want to eat anymore, Mom.
You're not getting out of that bath to eat the Fruit Loops.
But I'm sitting in them.
Mom, they're gross now.
Ew, they get all soggy. Ew.
Fine, Jesse, get out of there. Ew. Jake, get in there. Tag
I'm
out.
I'm so done with this conversation.
She just dumps the second bag in there, freshen it up a little bit.
Mom, these are old. Well, take some more.
The milk's gotten a little warm.
Ew. Oh my god.
And then when you're done, gross. You got yogurt.
Oh,
it's
ew, you're the
did
worst.
I ever tell you the time that I tried kefir?
Kefir sounds real.
All right, it's Russian. All right, so this happened when I've been to Russia. For those people that don't know out there,
those are good stories. You should tell those sometimes.
There's a lot of fun ones, but the one in particular. Oh, are you say you don't want me to tell the story right
no,
now?
No, I do. No.
Okay.
Jake, not everything I say is sarcastic, Jesse. Goddamn. Please.
I thought about it for a second. I was like, this motherfucker.
No.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, so we were at when we first got there, we were at this hotel. The hotel had a super nice breakfast buffet. And I remember we were going through getting this stuff, and it's a lot of Russian stuff because this is very much a Russian hotel in Moscow. And they have, like, in this little refrigerator thing, they have, like, the Russian and the English on every card. And the English was yogurt. I'm like, I love yogurt. So I grabbed a plate of it. The Russian was kefir. And anybody that knows what that is knows where this is going. I tasted a bite. And fuck Trevor. Because he made the same mistake the year before, and he watched me make it, too.
He didn't tell you.
He did not tell me.
Well, what is kefir?
All right, kefir, the process for making kefir, you take milk, you put it in, like, a pan, and you leave it in the sun for 12 hours. Then you bake it, and then you refrigerate it.
So it, like, sours, and then?
It's literally baked sour milk.
Ew.
And that's a delicacy over there.
That's yogurt.
Nope.
they eat it straight up. They put it in a lot of recipes. It's just a thing.
Said it before, and I'll say it again. Russia is evil.
They also don't believe in ice cubes.
Well, who the hell did they think was in NWA? That's stupid.
Like I still remember the whole time I was there. Like the only cold drink that I could have because we were there in the summer. Was like sometimes we could get bottled drinks cold, but nobody had ice cubes. Nobody had ice trays. It just wasn't a thing.
They have fountain drinks?
They didn't have an ice thing. They had fountain drinks at McDonald's, was the only place we went to that had fountain drinks where we could put ice in them.
Damn.
It was ridiculous. And I still remember it. So I had like every drink that I had there was mildly chilled to lukewarm.
I mean, to be fair, sometimes I enjoy a hot Pepsi.
I never do.
No, seriously, like you grab just a cool or warm can of Pepsi and just pop, you know, pour it in and drink it. Like sometimes that'll get you going. That'll get you hard.
Nope. Literally, the first thing I did when I got back to the States was go and get a 44-ounce fountain soda from a gas station
yes.
and just filled that bitch with ice. I never do that, but I desperately wanted ice.
When this is not the same story, but it's one of those so when I got back stories, whenever Lindsay and I would go visit her family in Pennsylvania, and I would have to play the game of Don't Wake Daddy. And I would be tiptoeing around their house trying not to wake up her father, who apparently hears everything. And having to go to the bathroom, I go to the bathroom like 30 times a night. Sometimes I just go in there and like splash water on my face and come back because I, for whatever reason. But I can't do that there because, again, you open up her door and it creaks. You step out into the hallway and it creaks. The dog comes up and starts like trying to get at you. So the moment I got when I got home and I can go to my own bathroom and my own hallway, I'm just stomping down there at 2 a.m. like that fucking parrot that wanted attention.
I loved that parrot.
Yeah,
that was the best thing you sent me that day.
Nothing like getting home, being able to be as loud as you want to be. I go in the bathroom and I'm as loud as well. I get into disturbing territory. Hey, those other movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's someone out there that's interested, and I want to sell them off because I want to show my range. Predator, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, which Cody said he loves that movie. And I had two thoughts. One is, you were too white to know I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. And two, how are you going to see that and not Ghostbusters?
Oh.
Like, I don't get it.
Cody, please.
Fear of a Black Hat. Have you ever seen Fear of a Black Hat? Mm-mm. It's a mockumentary about a rap group called NWH. Mm-hmm. You can imagine what that stands for.
Yeah.
It was funny. Me and Zach Kyrgus was here earlier for a while. And we watched the Siskel and Ebert review Fear of a Black Hat because I want to know what they thought of it. They're two old white guys. This is very much a young, hip black movie. What would they think? They both loved it. And he called them, he had a smirk on his face and he said, Negroes with hats, but not quite that. Very funny to me. It's a great movie. It's a great movie. Blair Witch Project made me want to be a filmmaker. The Thing, Oh Brother Where Art Thou, and just because it's an incredible movie, Gremlins. And there's so many other movies I want to put on my list. Jurassic Park.
I don't understand why you had I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker on there, but not Black Dynamite.
Because Black Dynamite's a great movie, but it didn't. This is movies that made an impact on you.
Yes.
Black Dynamite didn't make an impact on me. It was hilarious. But I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker was one of the first spoof kind of like over the top humor movies I ever saw, in the same vein of like The Naked Gun or Airplane.
But I thought we both found out about I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker from Black Dynamite.
No, he watched that a long time.
No, I saw that when I was a kid, because that was around the same time I used to watch like In Living Color, because a lot of, you know, Keenan, it was a Wayans movie, and Keenan Ivory Wayans and everybody that was involved with that.
So. Yeah, because I remember that's where I first saw the preview for I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker was in Black Dynamite. Yeah.
Have you ever seen I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
Yeah.
It's a incredible film. And if you like In Living Color, you definitely like it. The motherfucker of the week, I don't remember who it was. There's a lot of people that you could choose from. There's that asshole that killed his wife and his two kids.
Pregnant wife?
Yeah, his pregnant wife and his two kids. After he did the video talking about how much he wanted to come home and he missed them. And like 2 days later, they found him in oil drums.
He tried to blame the mom for killing them.
Yeah, said that he walked in on her strangling her kids. And then he strangled her to death. The kids were already dead, though. So then he decided just to put them all in petroleum barrels and bury him on a site, because that's what you do.
Because that's believable.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It ain't looking good for him.
No.
Nor should it. I thought about making it Silas Young. You know who Silas Young is?
No.
So we mentioned this on the show last night. They weren't too happy with me about it, but here I don't have that same kind of judgment. So Silas Young is a wrestler from Ring of Honor. And a couple of months ago, when Kevin Huntsberger did this angle with Roger Mathis, who's in CCW as well, and his daughter, who's like 13, she got pulled into the ring and Mathis gave her a power slam.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, and Silas Young went online and like shit all over it, shit on Stride, pro wrestling, like really took a shot at them and said he was the world's worst father and why would you let your kid do that and all this kind of stuff. Well, like this week or last week, there's a girl named Izzy who was apparently Bayley from WWE's number one fan. She's 12 and she's, I believe, now a tag team champion with Leva Bates. Wrestled a match and she took a choke slam and all this, and Silas Young posted about how people are getting upset over it. So the fuck what? Kids do combat sports and they're in, you know, my kid does MMA and stuff like that. And it's like the hypocrisy of it. I even put it on Twitter. I was like, wait, weren't you the one that was super salty about Kevin Huntsberger? So that's an easy, you know, motherfucker of the week, because that guy just rubs me the wrong way.
Truth.
Yeah. It's fair.
Any other motherfucker of the week, I can't.
There was the guy that shot up the Madden tournament.
Yeah.
Motherfucker of the Week used to be a fun title.
When?
That we gave to people who irritated us in a fun way. And now the world is so evil that it could just be...
It's like almost anybody.
The world's been evil.
The world's pretty
for
evil.
A long time.
I'm trying to think of a motherfucker of the week that, like, the only one I can think of that was even halfway in jest, and I say halfway, was Zach Price.
Alejandro.
Who?
last week?
Scumbag.
Take it easy, right. Scumbag. Right.
We had McDonald's, too. Didn't we make them the motherfucker of the week?
Lonnie Chapman was earned.
I didn't get my goddamn chocolate shake.
Lonnie Chapman was motherfucker of the week once.
I don't remember that.
That was before this show. That was when Motherfucker of the Week was on Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Okay. Back when it was the Wild Wild West with me and Hunter and Zach Price, who was also Motherfucker of the Week at some point.
Yeah, at least twice.
I will be offended if next week I'm not the Motherfucker of the Week.
Why?
Because I am the Motherfucker of the Millennium.
That's not true.
I am the Millennium Fucker.
You have far too much competition for that. Far too much competition.
Hmm.
Just because you piss off a crybaby doesn't mean you're a motherfucker.
Hey, take it easy, scumbag. What?
What?
What's happening?
Shut up.
So I have two notes real quick I want to mention before we get to the topic of the night.
I
thought we would do an old school thing and discuss something because I thought this was really funny. Playboy. HBO has removed all of their sexually oriented shows from their streaming. So, like,
all their late night stuff,
the real sex, the softcore movies and stuff like that, they took it all off. And my thought was, why? Like, are you so respectable now with Game of Thrones and shit that you think you're going to hide your past? I remember you, HBO, a young Shannon Young, before he had the internet, remember staying up to watch real sex to see naked women.
And let's
you
not
can't hide that shit.
That Game of Thrones, like Game of Thrones and True Blood both, like, that's basically softcore porn for a while.
Some of it is.
Like,
for
Game
sure.
of Thrones really cleaned up. Like, we haven't seen a whole lot of titties in the last few seasons. But the first few seasons of Game of Thrones is just, like, nudity and fucking all over the place.
When was it Daenerys?
Yeah.
When she was just getting plowed from behind by Roman Reigns. You know, I remember that.
I ask that you not insult
Jason Momoa
like that. God damn it.
Khal Drogo.
I know the character's name. But I couldn't think
just
of Jason
call him
Momoa.
Aquaman.
No, he was Khal Drogo before he was Aquaman.
That's true. But they used to have like really skeezy shows. Like, do you guys remember HBO before they became
a
real powerhouse in creative content?
I mean, we didn't have HBO.
Me neither.
So.
The King.
Oh, God.
With his HBO. I almost said HDMI.
Certainly not back in those days. But there was a show called Cat House. Which was actually about, a cat house.
What?
There were
lots of fur balls?
The funny part about that, so it was about the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada, right? That's the same guy we talked about a couple of weeks ago that's running for, I don't know what it was, Congress or something. I forget now. Governor. I think he's running for governor in Nevada. The same guy that used to run the Moonlight Bunny Ranch or whatever that was on the show Cat House on HBO and is a personal friend of Donald Trump. That's the same guy that's running. I just think that's very funny.
No part of that sentence surprises me. And I hate that that's where we are as a society.
They had a show called Real Sex, which I still remember one of the episodes was about a Japanese like massage therapist or masseuse that could bring a woman to orgasm without actually touching her. So the woman's laying out on this bed, and if you guys are old enough out there and you remember this, like, don't talk to me about it because that's creepy, but it would be but just give me a wink if you remember. She was laying on the bed and the guy would just put his hands over her, and as he's moving his hands up and down, she would just start like shaking and screaming and moaning. And I remember as a kid thinking bullshit.
I mean, I saw something really similar to that on what was the name of that movie?
Probably wasn't she was she naked?
I mean, she was 40 days and 40 nights. It was the...
I have not seen it. I know what you're talking about.
It was basically a movie where a dude decides to give up sex for Lent.
Oh, the poor bastard. How could he do it? 40 whole days without sex?
Right.
Oh, you poor bastard.
Yeah, no joke. So he's you know, talking to this girl, and, you know, it's a romantic comedy sort of thing, I guess.
It was Josh Hartnett.
Was it really?
It was Josh Hartnett, huh. Yeah.
Because I remember seeing this movie when I was a kid.
Well, that's terrible.
I mean, I was, like, 13, like, and there was boobs, so I was in. Look, what 13-year-old boy is not in?
And you said the fork didn't exist.
But, yeah, so, like, I distinctly remember the scene, though, where, like, so he's not going to bang this girl, but, you know, it's an emotional moment. And I remember, like, he brings her to orgasm with air and a leaf, like, just blowing on her and then, like, leaves. And I remember, like, and looking back on it now, I'm like, what the fuck?
Fucking bullshit, Hollywood. Taxicab Confessions. Remember Taxicab Confessions?
That name sounds really familiar.
Where it would be the taxicab, and then somebody would just get in the back of the taxicab and go, okay, where are you going? I'm going to this place. Okay, they start driving. Then they're just like, yeah, I just fucked 18 people. I just murdered my wife. They would just start saying shit, and then they put it on HBO.
Jesus
Christ.
True
story, yeah.
The only thing that I remember is Cash Cab.
I have no idea what that is.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the quiz show.
Was that like a reality show? Not a reality show.
You're like asking them like questions inside the cab and he can win money.
Maybe he should be driving. Well, not asking questions for money.
Because it was a game show. Like you just get in this taxi and then suddenly like, oh, it's the Cash Cab. And he asks you where you're going to go and then you get asked questions. And if you answer them right, you know, blah, 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 you get money, etc. And the ride is free.
What show was this on? Or what channel?
Discovery Channel.
Oh, I never heard. Oh, the nerd, everybody. The scientist. I don't know.
Doesn't work.
Huh?
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
No.
Nerd doesn't work?
No.
I have to be ashamed of it.
Yeah, failed.
You think I'd be ashamed of being rich if I was rich?
No.
Every time we mention the things that she had growing up, and she gets offended by it, I get offended. It's like, why would you be ashamed of being better off?
I had.
You had a pool?
Yeah.
A horse?
No.
Two butlers?
No. I wanted a horse.
And there was one more thing I wanted to mention. Oh, anyway, shame on HBO. Maybe HBO should be the real motherfuckers of the week.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
A whole generation of kids are not going to be able to
find boobies,
masturbate, because where are you supposed to find porn on online other than like HBO? The other thing I wanted to mention is that it came out today that Walmart is going to get aggressive about filling in the void left by Toys R Us, that they're increasing their toy sections by 30 to 40% in each store.
Are they going to start getting more than just what they've got? Like, are they going to get more variety, is it going to be the exact same stuff, just higher quantity?
It's like DC, Marvel, Matchbox cars, and wrestling.
From CNN.com, they said that it's bringing hundreds of exclusive brands to aisles and holding in-store toy demos. It's also partnering with Ryan, a first-grade YouTube star, which... Oh, triggered! She's triggered! Jesse, hold her down! Justin, get over here!
I'm so done.
I'm Mandy? Assuming that Mikey watches him.
Fucking Ryan's goddamn tour review, motherfucker.
Jeez.
Done. Continue. It's fine.
A first grade YouTube star. From Ryan. So the anger you just heard at that first grader from Ryan's world. And I can't blame you.
I never
you
thought that I would hear such hatred for a first grader.
Oh, it's not him. It's more his parents. More his parents. They're annoying as fuck.
I feel that pain because every time. When we were at CCW a couple of months ago, I'm going to get in trouble for saying all this. We were at CCW a couple of months ago, and we wanted to try to get a interview with like Nick Aldis Flip Gordon.
That's who you
but we yeah couldn't because they already had interviews lined up with awesome AJ, some fucking, no, I'm not. I will get in trouble for going off on this kid. He's a nice kid. He's a wonderful kid who does interviews with all the big wrestling stars. I'm sure he puts it all together himself. It's fine. He works very hard on it. Let's move on. Walmart's really gunning for it, is what I'm telling you.
Good news for Dalton.
Good news for all of us, because I like having a good toy store to go to. Mm-hmm. Ever since Hastings closed first.
I just miss Hastings.
I miss Hastings. Yeah.
I miss Toys R Us, too. I mean, it was lesser, but I still miss going in.
We've
been having to suffice with Target and GameStop lately.
I'm going back to
GameStop.
Oh, God. Because I just went to Toys R Us, like, you, typically with you guys. And mostly just to like look, I don't remember outside of like an Amiibo or three, I don't remember the last thing that I bought from Toys R Us.
What about Babies R Us?
We didn't have one.
That's true.
I mean, didn't we have one inside the Toys R Us?
Oh my God, no, it was shit. And I can confirm that. Because I went there and I was like, wow, you're one aisle of two or three cribs, two or three strollers, and one shelf of things to choose from.
Because I remember that big one in St. Louis near the mall off of I-55 had like it was a colossal Toys R Us, and half the damn thing was Babies R Us.
I like to think that Mandy literally said that to the person. She's standing there like, God, you're fucking two cribs.
I think I went
here
to Target and registered most of my stuff. I love Target.
Target's like the one of the last bastions of hope. Yeah.
Target is one of those places that I always walk in for something, and I always have something else.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. Never fails. I will walk by something like, oh,
or I
and
go
it's only
in,
like $5.
And
oh.
I had no intention of buying anything, and then I spend $40 on My Little Ponies.
I'm sorry, did you just say $40?
$40.
What are you doing on the side?
Right. No. Is that why Kirkus is hanging around so much?
No. Yeah, Lindsay.
She's tired.
Remember that show Weeds?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Start That's calling Lindsay. Her Weeds McKenzie over here.
Weeds McKenzie.
Oh, buds.
The look on her face. I've never seen her get so mad about
yes,
a bit.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
Not been, about a bit.
Do you remember the time? I think it was the time she insinuated that I had a small penis. And
that wasn't a bit.
I yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry I didn't mean it like that. What she got mad about, what she got mad about wasn't a bit. She got
and I forget what it was. I think I rode her ass so hard on the show at the beginning that she knew I was like irritated with her. That she got so mad, she actually cussed at me.
I did.
She
No, I remember. She got legitimately mad at that. But that time we weren't doing a bit. She had a misspeak, and well. She said something.
Dalton's,
we interpreted
Dalton's
it some
dirty
other
ass mind.
Dalton said something, and I didn't respond.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh,
woo! Hot in here.
Yeah, that was bad.
Let's get to the list of the night. Tonight's subject, as nominated by our Patreon, and that's Lindsay. She nominated it.
My phone's frozen.
She bought me cheese curds. What are you doing over
My
there?
My phone froze. I don't know what it's doing.
Well, now yours went off.
Is that mine?
Yep.
You got a Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm trying to get gifts so I can get my...
You're not getting any from this Pokestop.
I'm trying to get my friendship up with Lindsay.
I got to hook you up.
I got a shiny Vaporeon I need to give her. So.
I want.
Oh.
So today's list, we were talking about things that we have in our collection, the things that mean the most to us that are in our collection. And I think it's a very poignant list. It's a very good one. And it was suggested by Lindsay. So let's start with...
Lindsay!
Lindsay.
Okay.
Mandy.
Hey.
Let's start with Mandy.
I don't really make a list.
Exactly. And that's why I started with you. Because I knew
it. We weren't specific in the chat. Probably, I guess.
It's probably something Sonic or Kingdom Hearts related.
Or.
Well, fuck you now. I'm going to change it.
Or something Lights related.
Or Full Metal Alchemist.
All right. Well, that's Mandy's list, everybody.
We love you, Mandy.
Come on back. Come on back.
No.
Have a seat. Why don't you have a seat over here? So who are you here to see?
None of you fucks.
I've been watching a lot of Catch a Predator.
You really have.
Yeah.
I need you to stop watching that, please.
That's my favorite show.
That was just like the most convincing that she's tried to be. I got a text message like halfway through that and it distracted me. Just like, I'm not a predator.
All right, Mandy.
I don't...
All the things we just said about you are off the table.
Yeah,
so
well, I mean, they're all true. Hey, I got a gift. Probably, I guess...
Mikey?
All of my... Yep.
Is Mikey a collectible?
He is. He's exclusive.
Probably, I'm going to go with my Kingdom Hearts Sora that Andrew bought me for my birthday. It's a play art one, so you can change his face.
Was those are really expensive ones?
Yes. That he saw me cry almost that I couldn't buy it at Indiana because I was trying to buy my Jeep instead. So he bought it for me for my birthday.
I'm going to look it up. I want to see it because I think I remember this one.
Which it goes with all of the games that I have, which is 1 and 2 on all of the systems they came out with.
So yeah, PS2, PS3, and PS4 is what she's getting at.
Yes, yes.
That has a badass looking sword. Which one is it? Come over here real quick. Because there's like
Halloween Town.
Which one is it? Is it any of these?
It's
Mandy's showing it to me.
Yeah, she's showing it. She's pointing out the Halloween.
Holy shit, that one?
Yeah.
That one's awesome.
That's probably my favorite costume that he ever wears, too. So.
Oh.
Because, yeah, that was something that Mandy, like, the whole time we were at ICC, she was, like, killing herself over, like, I really want to get it.
Thanks to
Dalton. I really want to get it.
Who pointed it out and was like, look, Mandy, you want this? And I said, yes. And I probably stared at it multiple times a day, but I was like, Jeep. That's all I said. All that con was Jeep.
Every time there's something she wanted to buy.
Jeep.
The only time in history that Dalton's ever said to a woman, look, you want this? And they said yes.
Damn.
Ooh, it's hot.
That's tumbleweed.
It's warm in here.
All right, Jesse.
Jesse.
Hey, my favorite collection of anything is probably
don't go too hard. We have to go around like five times.
Yeah, well, yeah. Ooh. Can we guess yours? Is it Steelbook? Is it
Jesus, Mandy.
Nah, yeah, she got it at Steelbooks.
Yes. All the Steelbooks
are. But you have
a
specific Steelbook. Yeah.
Like anything that means something to you.
Oh, no, I thought the thing was just your favorite collections.
No. It's just something like that means to you. Yeah, like something.
I think it can be collection too, though.
Pass.
I mean, it still counts because it's part of a collection.
Yeah, I mean, I just like my Steelbooks. They look cool. Like, there's
that
not
Doctor
really.
The Doctor Strange one was awesome.
The Doctor Strange one was really cool.
Did you get the Infinity War 4K?
No. I'm actually really pissed about that. So I wanted to get Ready Player One and I wanted to get Infinity War. And the last few Steelbooks from Best Buy, I didn't pre-order because they had plenty of them. And I was like, fuck it, I'll just go get it. And so for both of those movies, Ready Player One came out first, didn't have any Steelbooks left when I got there. I was like, oh, shit. I don't really care. I didn't want that movie that bad anyway. It was good, but I don't need to own it. Infinity War came out. Obviously, I'm going to buy Infinity War. So I went to the store. I went to Best Buy to get the Steelbook. Sold out. The fuck you mean you're sold out of Infinity War Steelbooks?
That's like going to GameStop, like, let me get Madden. Now we're out. Bullshit. I know you've got Madden back there.
So the next week, Deadpool comes out. Deadpool 2 came out the week after Infinity War. And I was like, nah, fuck this. I'm pre-ordering Deadpool 2. So I do. I go in the store, and they're fucking tripping on them. They have, like, at least 100 Steelbooks just sitting on the shelves at 5 p.m.
Damn. I'm
pissed.
Well, now I feel bad because I did get the Steelbook for Infinity War.
It's all right. I could have ordered it on BestBuy.com if I wanted to, but it's not that
and
big of a deal.
And then we go pick it up in Carbondale or wherever. What do we
oh,
do?
Oh, that was fun
was
for
that
Moana.
The Moana? Yes.
Yeah. Did you do the order and you went to pick it up in Carbondale?
Yep. Yes.
I did that with Lindsay's Pokemon. Remember that when was it Sun and Moon or Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon?
I think it was just Sun and Moon.
Was it Sun and Moon? But they came out with the dual pack that you got the extra items with. The only one that had it was in Carbondale, so I ordered it in Carbondale and drove all the way over there just for that shit for Lindsay.
We got pizza, too.
I did not.
We went to
Quattro's, I think.
No, actually, because Allie and I went, and we ended up getting, what is that, Chili's? Is it Chili's?
There's probably a Chili's. Restaurant.
Like right by Best Buy?
I have no idea. Don't go to Carbondale that much.
I'm pretty sure it was Chili's.
I've only been to Carbondale once, and it was for that. I've been to Carbondale more than that. I've only been to the Carbondale Best Buy more than, but.
That's where I got my computer, too. The desktop.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were at Best Buy, and they were like...
Because you were too impatient to wait a
day for
it.
They're like,
we'll
order it in for you, and we'll have it in a couple days. And I was like, well, the time is it? I can make it. Just tell them to hold it. Are you really going to drive over to Carbondale? I will.
We almost did that for Dalton to get a desktop PC whenever he got his laptop. We almost drove to Carbondale for it.
Wait, for it to him to get a desktop?
Yeah.
After he bought the laptop?
No. He was going to do it instead of... Okay. Yeah. Banna, we went to get that Moana steelbook because they ran out in the Cape store on release day. So we went there, like, I paid for both of them so we could go get them, and then to pay me back, Mandy bought me the Doctor Strange steelbook. And the Doctor Strange steelbook is also real pretty.
The Infinity War one's not that.
It's not that great.
I don't think it's that great.
It's not.
It's the
just
Wonder
Thanos.
Woman one is.
It's a lost opportunity. Cool.
And Coco.
Coco.
The Coco steelbook is also really, really pretty. I absolutely love the Deadpool 2 steelbook, though.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my god, it's so cool.
I don't know of any steelbooks that I have that I really, really love. But anyway, Lindsay.
Okay, so my...
So, can I see your list real quick?
It's not physical. It's in my head.
Can I see it?
I can't take it out of my head.
Because there are some things I want to say that mean a lot to me,
well,
but I don't
know
if they're on your list.
This one is not.
Okay.
Okay, so my first one...
my first one's going to be... Go ahead.
Are you going to let me talk?
You say it, and I'm going to think it.
I mean, mine are yours.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't understand.
He's saying that yours is going to be his first
one. I'm thinking of what you're thinking, so I'm in your head now.
But you're not.
I'm in your head right now. Go ahead.
You're not.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, my first one is two items that are very similar.
Okay.
I have two actual production cells from Sailor Moon R.
Yep, I knew it.
You're lying. You're such a liar. They're from the VR Madness episode, and I bought them in 2 years apart from each other. But the fact that they're from the same episode and they're both good, like, upper body full shots. One is Sailor Moon in the VR gear, and the other one is the monster of the day, Nacrid.
Now, I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But for people out there that don't know what an animation cell is, please tell them.
It is the actual production chroma cell back when they used to draw it on paper and then trace it onto a piece of celluloid and paint it and then take a picture of it as opposed to doing it all in the computer.
So this is like, this isn't a reprint. This is no, the actual
this is a
cell.
Legit production cell, and I have the matching pencil drawings.
You have
them.
More than that too. Don't you have some from Disney as well?
Those are chroma cells. Those are collector edition things that they released for it. The only other original production cell I have is from My Little Pony Tales.
You know, isn't Ethan missing a chroma cell?
That's a chromosome, and I don't.
Why would you say that?
It's possible.
Well, then.
God damn. I'm glad Ethan doesn't listen to these shows.
Ethan, we love Ethan you. Would be the first one to make that joke.
He would be, and it's okay when he makes the joke about himself.
You're so red.
You're so mean.
I'm not mean. This is why I'm taking a week off, and then everyone forgets that I'm mean. And then I'll come
it's
back next
so
week.
So much longer than a week.
I'm a, shit.
But yeah, so I have legit production cells, and I'll never get any more ever again because now everyone's on the bandwagon, and the cheapest ones I find are like $200, and I didn't spend more than $15 on either one of these.
How much can you sell them for?
I could probably sell them each for about $400 at this point.
And where are they right now?
I'm not telling you because I'm not selling them.
Jesus, you don't trust me?
Nope.
Well, I trust you, but I don't think you'd take the time to actually get to where they are, so.
Oh, you'd be amazed for money what I'd do and who I'd hurt.
The only reason I don't have them in display is because I don't have them framed yet.
So my first one is this little blue bunny that we got at
Walmart.
It was just one of those cheap little Easter things, and it's this little blue bunny, and it's
the best bunny.
It is. It's like my best friend. And what I used to do is when I was really upset, which was quite a bit, believe it or not, I would like sleep with the bunny curled up to me. And if you think Shannon's this big tough guy, which please continue to think that, but I would curl up with this little bunny whenever I would get like super depressed about things.
Image diminished, no longer big tough guy.
Aww.
And it was one of those sentimental things that just means a lot to me. And it also, when I think about that little bunny, I think about how absolutely fucked I am in life, because I cannot think about losing that bunny without getting so sad that I want to tear up. If I can't handle losing that fucking bunny, how am I ever going to deal with like when she dies?
Pointing at Lindsay?
Yes. I mean, you first.
I know.
That's why I got to die before everybody else. No, seriously. If you can't handle losing a little stuffed animal, like what good are you to existence?
I mean, I feel that way about my bear.
I'm aware, but you had bear for...
I've had bear since I
assume
I was
on your
like
list
three.
Too.
No, yeah. I was going with my actual like collections.
Oh, so you wouldn't count this bunny then?
I could count bunny.
Okay.
Because we buy Easter plushies every year.
We do.
We're dweebs.
We have this whole set of ducks.
They're adorable.
Yeah, but you don't know Shannon is what I'm trying to tell you. What's her name? Mandy. I almost called you Allie. And then I almost said Lindsay.
Great.
And then Mandy, you're the other one.
Okay.
You're the other white meat.
The third Pennsylvania woman.
Yeah, you're all the same. You're all from Pennsylvania. You're all into like some bit of art. You're all...
If only Allie was into anime.
We all wear glasses.
Wait, when's your birthday?
October.
Damn.
It makes me superior, honestly.
Why?
Because.
I mean, October is the best month.
Disagree.
It's Halloween.
It's December. It. December is the best month. Should that be the next poll? What's better, Christmas or Halloween?
Ooh. That would actually be
I
a
feel
really
like that's a tough
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Mandy, what's your next one?
Oh,
that'll be the poll next
God.
Week while I'm gone.
I don't.
Fuck.
Collection things.
You collect everything.
No, I don't. Like what? I like to collect money. I have like old coins and like half dollars and stuff like that. I have like probably $50 worth of like $2 bills and half dollars and really old 10s and 20s.
So my point is is that whenever we send message out that says what should we talk about tonight, let's talk about this, and then no one objects, and then we come to the show and people go, well, I don't know,
you just said sounds good, you didn't specify it was the Nick one or the item one and stuff.
I'm pretty sure I specifically did that.
Well, the way I saw it, you said, so we're doing the Nick thing, question marks. That sounds good to me, because I'm assuming you sent the other two before you saw my message.
All right, so it goes in the group chat, so Nick then, question mark, then Lindsay. How about favorite collection
no,
items?
No, that's not what mine
and
shows.
And then below, that sounds good. You said, what does? And I said, the idea.
Because that's not the order it was on mine.
I guess that can look kind of vague. From the outside looking in.
Initiate backpedaling.
It looks good on
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, okay, but I have a lot of Funko Pops that I enjoy.
But do you have a favorite? That's the whole point.
Probably my gray one or my Urza one or my Kingdom Hearts
one. Did you say
ones.
Your gray one?
Yeah. Gray from Fairy Tail.
Oh, I thought you said gray. I'm like...
You have a gray.
I do.
An alien from X-Files.
I do have the X-Files.
My Proto Man. I only buy my favorite characters. Like, I don't. The only one that I don't is I bought goddamn Donald and Goofy from Kingdom Hearts because I need that collection. Are you talking when I'm talking?
I'm trying to figure out if I have Donald.
We have Donald. We don't have Goofy.
Okay.
See, why the fuck did I even take a turn?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Jesse.
Huh?
I was questioning. Come on.
Hey, you're questioning Lindsay during Mandy's turn.
I don't think Mandy's going to know the answer to my question.
Maybe you should not be impatient.
Do you have the Mickey that was at the box launch from Kingdom Hearts?
I have one.
Is it the one where he's dressed up in the, like the, I don't know the term
for
it.
The
black cloak?
No, I do not.
I can give that to you.
Okay.
Because I bought that and I bought it. Why did we buy it? I think we bought it because it was a sale.
Because I wanted Yori to go with my Victor
and my original
figure.
Idea was I was going to take it down to Toy Bomb and sell it to Matt. I was like, well, we'll just get this, and since it's a special, maybe he'll buy it from me. I can get something else, and I never did.
And
so
it's just sitting with all your Final Fantasy and
I would
Kingdom
like
Heart
to give
things.
That to you as a gift.
Thank you.
To show you my appreciation for everything you've done for me the past couple weeks. Now, if you'd like to continue assaulting me verbally, please go ahead. This is the time to do it.
He's disarmed you.
Okay, go ahead, Jesse.
Yeah, it's my turn.
If you don't bring it, though, next week.
I don't know if he has the box anymore, though.
That's okay.
Do you do boxes?
I mean, I have them, but they're not in the boxes.
Okay.
I have...
You can't have my Sonic.
Two comic books in particular.
I want Tails.
That I really, really like. The first one is it's a Batman number one from New 52. It's an Ethan Van Siver variant. I like this one only because it's the only comic book I have worth any amount of money anymore.
What's it worth?
About $100, give or take. And depending on, you know, condition and everything else, but mine's still in pristine condition. But yeah, I really, really like that one. That was a Hastings find because that was back before I had a comic shop that I went to all the time. And I was like, oh shit, yeah, Batman.
Jesse, what is that comic shop?
Oh, it's Villainous Grounds. That's
in Perryville?
Comic book shop in Perryville, Missouri. And I also have a Daredevil number one from the Mark Waid and Chris Samnee run that I actually have signed and personalized by Mark Waid.
I saw that happen.
Yep. Asa and I both.
Him and Asa going, hi. Pulling the Mandy almost.
It was good stuff. Mark Waid was one of my favorite writers for a long time. He was really, really good. His most recent stuff has not been great, but yeah, it happens.
Lindsay.
My next one is a new addition to one of my collections that I just got this past weekend. I got my 35th anniversary version of my Glory Unicorn from My Little Ponies, which was my original My Little Pony that I've got. I still have my one I played with that is covered in ink and her horn is half broken and hair is cut off.
Wait, why is she covered in ink?
Because when I was a small child, apparently when I got angry, I scribbled on my toys with ink. It's the same reason my Rainbow Bright collection needs some tweaks.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would your mom allow that to happen?
She doesn't know why I did it either. We've tried everything to remove the ink from the different stuff and it just ain't coming out.
Why didn't she remove the pen from your hand?
She did when she found me doing it. I think she was more relieved that it was my toys rather than the wall.
I mean, this was kind of like the time that Shannon Young hit a baseball inside of his trailer.
How the fuck do you remember that story? I assume you don't pay attention.
But
I always pay attention to you.
This is the same mold as the original toy, and it's nice to have a pristine version of my original toy, despite the
smells.
Fact that I still have... No, that those the rainbow ponies are the scented ones. Parasol's the one that smells like strawberries.
Damn.
Good try. You remembered one was scented, though.
I thought they were all scented.
Nope, only the rainbow ponies are scented.
Oh. Yeah, we've been getting a lot of stuff from Target lately. Collectible stuff. We got this big ass Scrooge McDuck Funko Pop that's like this tall and he's in his money.
You okay?
Yeah. I hurt my arm the other day. I don't know how.
He's in a big old pile of coins and he is super happy And
if you were just fucking swimming in money?
Plus, if I had the ability to swim inside of, you know, coins. Uh-huh.
If you had a giant vault filled with money and you could just swim in it, yeah, you'd be happy too.
Because, I mean, that's some kind of superpower. Sorry, Lindsay, go ahead.
That's fine. It's probably about if you stood three pops on top of each other. Is that about how tall?
I think it's one of the big ones that they make occasionally.
He's awesome.
I have a Leonardo collection. And of my I was going to say my Leonardo collection as a whole, because it's really hard to pick a particular one, because Lindsay got me this really sweet, two that she got me. There's a whole Leonardo pack that's the different Leonardos through the different generations of like the show and comic and stuff.
Up to the Michael Bay movies.
Yeah. And then there's also the NECA 4-pack with the original Turtles with their red bandanas and stuff. But then Allie also got me a really cool Leo from Hastings. I don't remember the exact name of Good Smile, I think
it is. It's a really awesome sculpted figure.
So Leo's obviously the best Ninja Turtle. I don't think anyone would dispute that. And
not at this table.
What's that?
So not at this table, I don't think.
I think Jesse might.
Yeah, but it's not worth it.
Well, I would yell at you. Who's your favorite turtle?
I don't know. It actually, when I was a kid, it drifted a lot between Mikey and Leo.
Yes.
No, Raph and Leo. My older brother always liked Mikey.
I like Leo and Mikey.
I liked Donatello just because I thought the bow staff was cool as shit, but I never really liked him growing up. Because
he was a nerd bastard.
Which is weird because I was really nerdy. I just didn't, I guess, realize that
and
I was
nerdy.
And now
you're techie?
Well, no, I think you probably realized it, and Donatello reminded you of what you were, and you hated him for it.
I wanted to be the big tough guy, Raph.
You wanted to be the cool guy that everyone liked, which was not Raph.
No.
He was just an asshole.
He was a dick, yeah.
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 But yeah, there's that. Yeah, I have a really weird one. I have this one Leonardo it's like a birthday Leonardo. I just got for my birthday this year.
Leo.
And he's got like the little birthday hat and stuff. So yeah, that I like that. It's probably going to be the last run. We only have about 3 minutes left. So, Mandy.
Oh, okay. I guess just my Fullmetal Alchemist manga and then all the DVDs that go with it. But I also am starting to get the hardcover ones they made.
I forgot they were doing that.
And they're so pretty. And the third one comes out in November.
How many are in that? I'm curious.
I don't know, but I'll buy them.
Wait, so you don't have
any
of them yet?
Did they at least do them compiled so they're thicker?
I think so. I think it's like a couple volumes. Okay. But they're pretty. I don't... Yeah.
You really get awkward when people just stare at you, don't you?
Hey, Jesse.
All right. I guess since this is our last one, I'll briefly mention the BioShock collection because fuck, I love BioShock. One of my favorite game franchises of all time. But probably my most prized collectible is my mask signed by Kevin Conroy.
It's
the owl
mask.
Yes, the owl mask. Signed by Kevin Conroy.
Yeah.
And for those unaware, that was the voice of Batman in the animated series back in the 90s. Yes.
Speaking of which, have you seen the re-released Batman animated series collection on Blu-ray?
Yeah, I've already got it pre-ordered.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, good man. Because I saw a side-by-side comparison of it, like how they've cleaned up the video. It's incredible. Plus, it comes with 3 Funko Pops, which is awesome. Yep.
Dang.
Yeah, it was one of those things we talked about after the DC Universe, that application, is going to have Batman the Animated Series in HD. And I was like, man, I kind of want to get it just to watch that in HD the next week. Blu-ray coming.
Cool. Yep.
Not going to get the DC Universe. But yeah, Kevin Conroy mask.
Are you really not?
No.
That surprises me.
It's a waste of money.
We had the set and you gave it
sold
to somebody.
It. No, we sold
Did
it.
Did you sell it? Okay.
To Dylan Diebold.
The biggest Batman fan.
Yay, according to him. It's true. Lindsay, last one.
This is so hard to pick.
Well, let's pick one. See how easy that was?
Jesus.
I can stall for her.
Okay, Lens.
I guess I'll pick something from my Pokemon collection. I'm going to go with my Japanese Charizard Game Boy Advance SP that Shannon was nice enough to get me for Christmas 1 year.
Sounds pretty dope.
Did I get that from Mimi?
I'm pretty sure you did.
In fact, I remember that.
It's like the outside covers are red and has Charizard etched on it. When you open it up, it's orange inside and then has a smaller Charizard and it plays all the region games.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she found it at Goodwill. No, Teen Challenge.
I don't know.
She got it at
Mimi
Teen Challenge.
Found it at the thrift store.
And then a Japanese copy of Yellow.
Store? Like, who takes that to a that thing's worth, like, a not a ton of money,
I don't know. I didn't
it's worth a
it.
Decent amount of money. Like, and someone just said, I don't want this anymore.
They probably just lumped it in, didn't want to
because the
sale.
SP yeah. was the only one I was place. Missing a special edition of, so.
God. Having been a kid that this has happened to, I'm going to bet you what happened, kid went to college or whatever, mom found it in his room, cleaning up his stuff, and just sent a whole bunch of stuff to Goodwill. Kid's going to be like, Mom, where the fuck is my Charizard Game Boy?
Well, you weren't playing it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, Mom.
Oh, I have plenty of things that went into yard sales that I regret having gone into yard sales.
Same.
Yeah.
That's a different show.
I couldn't do that show because none of
yours got burned.
Yeah,
I
none
know.
Of my stuff went to a yard sale. My stuff went to a box, into a trunk, into a shed, which was then burned down when he needed space to try to be a farmer. That's why I'm still alive and he's not.
That's why.
Do you have one last item?
I do. My last one would probably be, so I have this box set for Ultima Online. Actually, not just that, just my Ultima Online stuff. Because
it's
Ultima,
not much.
It's not much, but it's a box set from the second expansion that they ever did for it, if I remember. Or it's actually the original box, I think. It's back when, Jesse, you remember back when PC games had gigantic boxes?
I do.
Yes.
It's one of those, and it's for the original Ultima Online release. Bob gave it to me, because I don't have mine anymore, but he gave it to me a long time ago. And then I have maps from all of the different Ultima Online expansions and the original one that I bought, and they're all on the, well, they were all on the wall. I don't know where they're at this point.
I found a couple of them the other day.
I also
thought
I'd like to put them up
they're
again.
They're still safe.
Ultima Online is like my favorite thing of all time. So that there's, I have, I believe.
Did we get you the whole figure set?
Well, I have the whole figure
one?
Set. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I have everything that's ever been out for Ultima Online. I'm pretty sure I have it. Nice. And I'm proud of that. So,
damn.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got to interview JP Harrod, who worked for EA when they, and he actually worked on the Ultima Online series. And I did an interview with him on Blogzilla. It's one of my favorite things I've ever done in my life. That was very cool. I have an attachment to Ultima Online. So you, ooh, Bulbasaur. Sorry. So if you kids out there remember Ultima Online, that you can talk to me about. Send me a message, Brian Rhodes. He loves it. Me and him talk about it all the time.
That's
so
funny.
We also love Brian Rhodes.
We do.
Just want to
He's
throw
a good
that
guy.
I remembered one thing.
Go ahead.
I can say.
Yeah,
my Lights comic book that she signed when I met her in March.
And how did that go? Were you a bubbling idiot?
No,
or?
I did really well. I was very impressed. I
you
actually,
were articulate and not just actually, like, oh, no.
I actually spoke words and didn't just go, hi.
Did
you're
you walk?
Pretty.
Did you walk up to her and say, "You're lights"?
No, I didn't.
I sure am, little girl.
You could probably tell my voice that I was nervous as fuck, though. But I spoke words.
Speak words, son.
I did.
All right. Well, with that, we're gonna get out of here. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Podzilla After Dark. Hope you had a good time, as we do every week when we come in here. I will be gone next week, so enjoy these nuts without me. I think we're going to possibly have Trevor on here, or we'll have
going to ask him about it.
Yeah, we'll have a special guest
on
next week.
What can we do to Jesse now? What we did to Shannon?
Well, we were going to do the Nickelodeon stuff because he
know,
didn't
I
watch
was,
Nickelodeon.
The superhero thing because Jesse wasn't here.
Never. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we get to.
Oh, yeah. Good luck picking something I like that you guys like.
Huh.
Yeah. What is it? Is it Dynasty Warriors? You're going to do a show on that?
Favorite Ghostbusters characters.
Ghostbusters characters.
Well, there's four. So...
All there's right, supporting cast, and there's another movie,
and there's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Good luck doing it without me. All right, good night, guys. See you on Sunday for Nerd Up. Have a great weekend. I will see you guys in a week when we do. I Want to Believe, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday. Have a good weekend. Later.